Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So we have our guest co-host Tim Schwartz. Thomas Ferrario is joining us for the first time on the Paracast. And he was associated with the late Ted Phillips. Now, a lot of you people will now rush to your Google and say, who was Ted Phillips? And they will find out that he's president of the Chicago Bears, but that's not the Ted Phillips we're talking about. The Ted Phillips we're talking about wasn't a billionaire, okay? But he was somebody who was very well known in the UFO field for specializing in trace evidence, which is very important in accumulating evidence, but also focusing on a place called Marley Woods in the Midwest where weird stuff happens. Thomas Ferrario, how did you get acquainted with Ted Phillips? Not the football guy.
Right, not the football guy. No, I was so lucky and fortunate to meet Ted. I was at the time working with Missouri MUFON, the Mutual UFO Network, and with a great gentleman named Bruce Whitteman. And we were doing conferences, and Ted was always a speaker at the conference. And I was just so blown away by Ted's background history, his trace case, which he had over 4,000 physical trace landing site cases to his credit. I offered my services to him one time, not in a million years that he would take me up on it. He said, well, what can you do for me? And at the time I was working as an electrical engineer and electrician. And he said, well, are you afraid of heights? And I said, no. Well, he said, let's get you out to Marley Woods, which we'll get into. I got out there and started initially running cameras, wires, electrical equipment installing for Ted, and we became close friends. That's how I got hooked up with Ted.
Now, let's look at your background very quickly, Tom. How did you get involved in looking into UFOs?
I actually had some personal experiences in my own family and myself. I live in a very rural community. In that community, I will tell you that ufology and UFOs is a very serious subject, and people don't, you know, easily talk about this. A little bit more common now, but back then people didn't talk about this subject matter unless they really trusted somebody, and they knew the element of ridicule wouldn't be there. So once you get known in a community like that, you know that, well, you're the go-to guy, and people start seeking you out. And that brought on a very odd incident that I felt I owed it to these people to try to get some proper education or procedure under my belt. And here again, not thinking I'd get through to the man in a million years, I called Walt Andrus, which you may know that a MUFON was actually started in Missouri. John Schuessler and Walt Andrus were the founders of it. I got through to Walt, and I told him about some of my cases. I must have impressed him to the degree that he, over the phone, made me, on a three-hour call, I might add, a section director, and put me in touch with the gentleman, Bruce Whitteman, which was the state director. When I first contacted Bruce, Bruce said, well, you're not even in MUFON, and I don't know you, and you can't be a section director. So we got to be friends, and then he put me with a very great gentleman, another man in the field that was well known. Jim Cross was his name, an Air Force captain, and I worked with Jim for several years, and that was my background in ufology. But I will tell you that when I got hooked up with Ted Phillips, that was a dream come true, and he was one of the legends in the field, and, you know, he was Professor Alan Hynek's protege, and we'll get into that, but that's basically how I got into ufology.
Now, I, of course, knew Dr. Hynek slightly.
Yes.
I interviewed him a couple of times. I introduced him, this is kind of funny, I introduced him once to Charles Berlitz. Now, Charles Berlitz is the guy who wrote the book on the Bermuda Triangle, was co-author of the first major book on Roswell. And I got them to talk to each other in a hotel room in New York City. And the entire discussion was Dr. Hynek asking Berlitz how he could market his books. Because Berlitz obviously had sold a lot of books and had a lot of experience in doing that. So that was kind of a fascinating discussion. I wanted with you, Tom, also, before we go on and we look at Ted Phillips' work.
Yes.
And that is, you said you had experienced UFO sightings. Maybe we can spend a few moments about that. I think a lot of our listeners would be curious.
Yeah, I've virtually, as a young boy, I had a typical sighting. And, you know, started out of as a light one night in my backyard and had some experiences that went on from there. And got to my window, looked out, was looking in the field, and had a typical, what's known, you know, then, and was known then as a gray, but actually come past my window and stare me right in the face. So it doesn't get much more dramatic than that, I will tell you. But that sparked my interest in the subject matter, of course, and over the years, I started taking cases in my community, my small rural town. And let me tell you, we had everything from possible abduction cases to some of the most dramatic cases you can imagine. And that's when I shared these with Walt Andrus. I thought he was using me for my expertise, and what it turned out, I actually believe he used me as a back door into my area, because through him I found out years later that Project Blue Book had duplicated some of the investigations and actually went into and talked to some of the people in my area that I had met. So that was really, really blew me away, because I had no idea at the time that Project Blue Book was in my area, and that was all confirmed later, in later years, with people I worked with, such as Ted. But you know, I've seen in a rural community, I've seen people lose jobs. People would tell me things they wouldn't tell other family members, and to this day they won't. So the reality of the subject matter, most people don't understand the mindset that when this happens to someone, where they go with this. And they need to talk and they need to share this with someone.
Let me go back, though, a little bit in time. Okay, you saw a gray pass by your window. When did this happen in your lifetime?
As a very young child, I would say I was in the first grade. And, you know, My memory of it is just a brief one. It was one of shock, you know, that I actually seen this thing. And I woke up the next morning on the floor, and my father actually got out of bed, and I fell asleep on the floor underneath his bed, and I went and found myself in their bedroom. And he actually got out of bed and stepped on my stomach, and of course, I didn't understand where his anger came from, but he was worried that he had injured me, and he actually stepped right on my stomach when he got out of bed and asked me why I was on the floor, of course, in their bedroom. So, but that, you know, I to this day, I remember a little more times than other times. It's hard to recall, and, you know, I've worked with cases, and I've helped people go into regression sessions, and I just never really cared to proceed that far with myself.
Tom, we have to do our break. Tom Ferrario joins us. He worked with the late Ted Phillips on physical trace cases, but now we see he saw a gray alien at the age of 6, and this is getting more fascinating. with Gene and our special co-host, Tim Swartz. You're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We continue with Tom Ferrario. We'll get more into the work of Ted Phillips in a moment, but I got to focus on this. You were 6 years old when this happened. And the reason we bring it up here is because this happens to people when they become experiencers. They could be quite young. Like 2 weeks ago, we had Joe Foster, and Joe has been investigating UFOs for a number of years. And he says he saw a UFO, or not really UFO, but I think more like a monster or something. Was that what it was, Tim, at the age of three?
Yes. Yeah.
A monster sighting at the age of three.
Yeah, that's what he
That he distinctly, through all his life, remembers. Now you have an experience where you see the gray passing by the window. Do you remember, like, missing time or anything? Like, just suddenly it's 2 hours later?
In a way, like I stated, I remember being at the window, and then my next memory was being asleep on the floor in my parents' bedroom. Now, if that was just a random thing that I just found my way after that incident in there, I don't really know. I know it was morning, and that's all I recall. And so I don't really have anything I can label missing time. It's possible. And I did, like I said, I had family members in my grandmother had, who grew up on a rural farm in Illinois, where my mother stayed after her father died. You know, my grandmother spoke of always going out, meeting and speaking with the little people. Hmm. Now, I will tell you, in that day, in that time frame, people thought she was speaking of leprechauns or what was known at that time, or was making this up. My mom, I had spoke with, and absolutely believes what she had said. And my mom had some experiences when she grew up on this farm. So there is a little pedigree to this in my family, which so often I don't have to tell you there is. But at that time, it just wasn't as openly discussed as now. So, and I will tell you, the people I've worked with in the Mutual UFO Network and went out on many cases, investigations with Jim Cross, which was a captain in the Air Force and a pilot. One of the things you learn in your school, you never interject your own experiences, bring them up, and discuss anything, personal experiences, to anyone you deal with. So I always just found it was much easier to put that in the background. And, you know, very few people even know that history about myself that I'm sharing now. It's just something was much easier to deal with when nobody knew that, because, you know, when you're out, you interview people or witnesses, if that gets around, they're going to be asking you questions. And that's the one thing, you know, you never want. That was kind of my reason for putting this out of the, you know, off the table for a long time.
Okay, after the age of six, did you have any other experiences of note?
No, I did not. Not personally, no. Except till I got to Marley, I will tell you. And had plenty of experiences in Marley Woods, and everybody in our team did, I will tell you. So, but no, after that, that was the only time I have any memory of. So, but as I stated,
I do find that aspect interesting, though, Tom, because, I mean, I've talked to a number of people over the years who have had experiences, and it tends to run in families. I mean, it's not, you know, be all do all, but usually, if somebody has an experience, you'll find out that, their mom or dad or siblings have also had experiences.
Yes, it's more common than not, I will tell you. And, you know, my grandmother died when I was a very young age, and I didn't get to speak with her about this subject. And I did with my mom that filled me in, and my father filled me in on my grandmother, every story she used to tell. So at least I have that. But you know, it just personally, the only experience I ever had was the one, and working in the field with people, as I said, you just learn to put that out. And one of the things is working with Ted Phillips, you know, the investigator should never become part of the investigation or influence the subject in any way, shape, or form. And you, when you go through the schooling of being an investigator, and that comes down to simple little facts, like when you investigate somebody, you know, you listen to someone and you want to interject, give them a sense of confidence, and little things like even when you're listening to them, you learn never even to nod your head in agreement with them because that could influence them. So even body language, you learn to filter out. So, of course, it's much easier not to be able to be known for any experiences yourself or share anything. So, but that's the world you live in when you get involved in going out, taking cases, investigation. And no one was better at that, I will tell you, than Ted Phillips.
But tell us more about who Ted Phillips was.
Yeah, Ted Phillips was born in Sedalia, Missouri in 1942. And when at the age of about 9 years old, Ted's main interest stemmed from his father worked in a radio station. And his father come across two gentlemen that were Air Force captains, bomber pilots, that actually were over a squadron of night, I believe they called them night intruders. But his father actually got Ted an interview with these two pilots that had gone public about a UFO encounter they had, or what they used to call them Foo Fighters back then. But they had the experience of a disc overflying their bomber, and this thing was in like 30-foot proximity of their cockpit, and even made an air disturbance that upset some of the other planes when this thing just toyed with them out there. So when Ted's father got him an interview, and Ted spent several hours interviewing these gentlemen, it doesn't get any better than that. And that's how Ted got in really involved. His interest keyed from that point on, and he actually met them again when he was 12 or 13 years old, I believe, and he so impressed them that the one pilot had got them the name of, he gave Ted furnished the name of all the pilots, even the aircraft numbers, and a rundown, a log of all what each plane had seen on that mission. So, I mean, from the early age, Ted Phillips was involved in this to a degree that not most are fortunate to have.
We have Tom Ferrario. He covered the mysterious Marley Woods area where things strange and unusual occurred with the late Ted Phillips. Our guest co-host is Tim Swartz. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Merry Christmas. An American ally is encouraging all Western nations to band together against China. In an interview with Global Television, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said, quote, "We need to do a better job of working together and standing strong so China can't play the angles and divide us one against the other." Canada is among Western countries involved in a diplomatic boycott of the 2022 Winter Olympics, as is the United States. Holiday sales this year are going to be more than double what they were last year, an estimated over $800 billion. That's according to the National Retail Federation. Travelers are running into more and more flight delays as the weekend goes on. There were over 3,000 canceled or delayed flights yesterday by American carriers. Worldwide, the number was over 6,000 cancellations and delays, and this is USA Radio News. Portions of the West Coast are seeing some wintry weather. Even San Diego is now expected to get a little bit of light snow sometime on Sunday. Most of the U.S. southern region is toasty this Christmas, temps in the 80s. Despite a Democratic White House and a Democratic majority in the U.S. House of Representatives, Democrats have not been able to get voting rights legislation over the finish line yet. Here's more about one of the big concerns now among party leaders from USA Radio's Brad Bernards.
Enthusiasm among these key groups could be affected in midterm elections that are expected based on historical trends to favor Republicans. On voting rights, spokesperson Jen Psaki says the president is committed.
It's a fundamental priority for him. It's something that is essential so that people across the country are able to exercise their right to vote, to participate in the democratic process.
From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
Okay, so Ted Phillips gets involved in looking into the UFO matter. Where does Marley Woods enter into it? Now, I've heard the locations revealed for Marley Woods here. Are you willing to do that?
Well, the location is not really revealed, the actual address and everything. And we do that not to be cryptic or anything. We do that for the protection of the property owners and all the witnesses that Ted agreed initially. Because unlike so many that say these people are out for personal gain or for publicity, Ted had over 220 witnesses at Marley and in close proximity that the only way they would speak to Ted is if he would keep them in their identity closed and the location, of course, to the property owner. Now, we did finally come out and we admit it is in Missouri. And for a long time, we wouldn't even give that out. And I will tell you, there are a lot of people that have thought they found Marley Woods. There have been a couple of people that got out there. And I will tell you, it's all fenced in. Property owners have caretakers that have guns. And the one property owner actually has a relative that's on the sheriff's department. So when they find someone out there, it's not going to gain you much because you'll probably end up being arrested for trespassing. Or possibly, there's a lot of valuable cattle in this area. You may be arrested or even worse. So we just can't give out the exact location. And if you're familiar with Skinwalker, and I will tell you what they deal with, the security issues, it is a nightmare. And they have, even recently, and I am in touch with people yet at Skinwalker, because we can go into that later. We did have a connection with Skinwalker through Robert Bigelow at one time.
Whoa, 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 the Robert Bigelow thing.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go into that before we do much of anything else. Let's go back to Marley Woods after that. Now, the reason we mention Bigelow at all is because just a few weeks ago, Colm Kelleher, who was a longtime associate of Bigelow's, was on the Paracast in connection with a new book about Skinwalker Ranch, but also about the Pentagon's UFO investigation, because as you may or may not know, Bigelow got the $22 million that the Pentagon authorized for UFO investigations. And in turn, when he contacted MUFON to help with the investigations, the money MUFON was getting came from the government. But okay, how did you come into contact with Robert Bigelow?
I will tell you, and I wish Colm was on there tonight. I know Colm. I worked with him, and he spent time at Marley Woods. And we did have a connection with Robert Bigelow, and that came through an engagement we had at a MUFON conference we were speaking at years ago. Robert Bigelow was there and was so captivated by Ted and thought we had another, you know, had another Skinwalker Ranch from everything he heard from Ted's lecture, that he was so interested in it. He spent time with us, and we got a working relationship for a while, and unfortunately it did not work out. It was a matter of, let's just say, control of materials.
Okay. Well, that we're familiar with the case of MUFON, that Bigelow wants to run things.
Yeah, and it wasn't to the degree that most people think. It was just that Ted was very protective of all his material in his investigation, and he just felt that if he couldn't keep everything under wraps and control it the way he wanted, he just wasn't going to go any further with someone. But as I stated, they spent time with us. They experienced things. And, you know, at this point, I just got to mention the part where, through Ted, of course, working with Alan Hynek, of course, you know, Jacques Vallée. Jacques Vallée came out and worked with Ted and I. And actually, Douglas Trumbull, the special directs, you know, that did all the special effects on Close Encounters in 2001 Space Odyssey.
Sure.
Was making a bunch of equipment to monitor, try to catch laser-guided, high-tech, you know, very valuable equipment, camera devices. And he actually spent time with us at Marley Woods. And Jacques Vallée, we were so fortunate, because Jacques was a friend of Ted's, and he spent time with us. And, you know, from what they walked away with, including Colm and Jacques, wanted to always come back and spend more time with us. But as Jacques says, there was a higher case for high strangeness in Marley that he felt it even at Skinwalker. Because what you see on Skinwalker now, the TV show, I will tell you, we had that and more. They're experiencing things now that we dealt with several years ago. And we do have a connection. I can't go into that too deeply, but we are working with people. We're trying to get Ted's work out to the media, and we are working with people, and we do have a connection with the people that do the Skinwalker show right now. So all I can say on that issue is stay tuned, and we're working with other people that are working on another part of Ted's life, which he devoted to. It was either Marley Woods or Moonshaft. And that's a whole nother ball game, but we're working on people to do the Moonshaft project and bring that out to the public.
What pray tell, is Moonshaft?
Well, I'll just encapsulate that very briefly, and this won't sound brief, but this is basically what Moonshaft is. There was a gentleman named, and this goes back into World War II history, there was a gentleman named Anton Horak that came from a mining family in Slovakia. He was a mining engineer that had several degrees in mining engineering, spoke seven languages. When the Nazis took over Slovakia, they took his family mines and acquisitions, everything away from the family, and actually tried to, well, they actually did arrest him and the family, And he got out, he escaped, and became part of the underground. And the gentleman, as he escaped with some of his men, he became in the underground. He became a captain in the underground, and him and four of his men escaped, and one of them was actually shot and killed, and the other three and himself were wounded, and they found themselves in a mountainous area of Slovakia. A sheep herder in that area found him, picked him up, took him to a cave, hid him in a cave, told him not to go any farther, and to this day you can't go in a cave in Slovakia. It's actually against the law to go in and explore caves in that part. But as they told him, they covered the opening of the cave and told him not to come out, and they brought him food and water. Anton Horak, just to kill the boredom in that, he started exploring the cave. As he goes through this cave several days, he comes into a larger, a huge cavern complex, and he finds what is a crescent-shaped black onyx polished-like device, which is goes up from the ceiling of the cave down into the floor of the cave. It has stalactites, stalagmites growing all over this thing, which that denotes the age of this thing. It has a crack and a fissure in it. So on one of his trips there, he squeezes through, has to remove most of his clothing, gets into this device, which he describes the walls of this device as being 7 foot thick. And the man knows geology. He knows machinery from the mining operations he ran back in Slovakia. But he gets in this device in the period of 3 days exploration going back into this. He digs into all the debris, finds fossils, cave bear teeth, fossils of a cave bear.
Hey, and, we're going to learn more about Moonshaft. Then get back to Marley Woods. Every time you ask Tom a question, there are 200 more questions that arise. With Tom, Gene, and Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream that turns out to be a nightmare because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
This is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book is from the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Okay, Tom Ferrario, let us continue with this explanation of this thing within the cavern, right?
Right, right. Basically, he squeezed through the crack, the opening, the fissure in this object that was 7 foot thick, through days of digging with his cap in the debris, and this is all with a carbon arc torch. He gets to the bottom of this debris, and as he gets the debris, some of the fine dust, he feels warm air. He sees what looks like a 1-inch wavy grid pattern or grill in the bottom of this thing. The fine dust flies up, hits him in the face. And he puts his ear down to this metal grid, and he hears what he describes as the sound of heavy turbines running. Now, this makes absolutely no sense. It can't be. You have instrumentality that's eons old, self-maintaining, running, taking care of its, and for what purpose? It makes absolutely no sense. But the man would know what this is better than most. The time goes on. He does fire his military rifle at the object. He said it made a green spark and shot a shard off of this thing, which he hid in the cave for hoping he'd be back. Long story short, he gets back checking on his men. The rancher, the sheep herder, comes back, tells him that the Nazis are bombing this area and they're searching, that they found him a way out. One of the other individuals had died in the cave and left bandages in the cave, several feet of bandages, and they did a calendar they scratched on the walls of the cave. And he escapes with his other men, goes back after the war to try to find the cave, and finds the cave. But unfortunately, from the carpet bombing that the Nazis had done in this area, trying to kill all the prisoners that were escaping in this area, part of the roof of the cave had collapsed. That jumps to the part of the story I will tell you where you might ask, well, how did Ted Phillips get involved in this? Well, this individual came to the United States, found his way, and moved to Colorado. And actually, an individual that knew Ted contacted Ted, and Ted got the whole story, and Ted was working with Alan Hynek at the time. Ted and Alan Hynek went and spent a week with Anton Horek, and Alan was so captivated by this, he told Ted, he said, man, we gotta get back to this. We gotta find this. This is one of the strangest things I've ever heard of. So years later, Alan had set it up, and Ted got funding. He did go back once. After the end of the visit, he found the cave he believed was the right cave. The second visit, he got into the cave. He found several feet of the bandages. He found the calendar that was scratched on the wall of the cave. Unfortunately, one of the original Slovak, which was the original sheep herder, a grandson was with Ted, and he was trying to crawl through this debris to get back to this part of the cavern, and Ted called him off because it was just too dangerous. Ted, on the third visit, was always going to go back with funding and plan to excavate this to a degree they could get into the moonshaft artifact. On the third attempt to make it back there, you guys probably know that Ted had funding with an individual that Jackie Gleason at the time was very into paranormal and ufology, and Ted actually had contacted with Hynek, and Jackie Gleason was going to fund the next trip back there to do excavation. The geopolitical events at the time, the Russians got involved, and I will tell you, the last time Ted got out of there, the Russians actually met him at the airport. They wanted him to get involved working with them to find, because it's a long story, but everyone in the area, the Russians, the Nazis, knew the lore, the rumors of this technology in the mountain. And the Russians wanted it as bad as the Nazis or worse. So Ted did have a little bit of a rough time getting out of the airport on his last trip out with them. And it's in the Tatra mountain range, which adjoins the Carpathian mountain range. And basically, Ted had a map at the time, and he picked out an area in the Carpathian mountain range. And Ted always said, I can just picture these Russians falling to their death, because he drew an area in the Carpathian mountain range, one of the worst, roughest areas, where he said the object was, which it wasn't. He basically gave him that much so he could get out of there, and he promised a return trip. And I will tell you, years later, even decades later, they were still in contact with Ted, wanting him to come back, and they promised they'd work with him on this project. And like Ted always said, yeah, they'd work with me till they found it, and then that would be the end of Ted Phillips. But there you have an object, a technology that is in this cave, this artifact, documented. And I will tell you, Ted found out years later of others around the planet that similar to this, you know, for what possible purpose or reason is this technology there, this, you know, self-maintaining instrumentation. It's just, it just boggles the mind. And I will tell you, Ted had pages of Anton's diary, and I've got one framed, one of his drawings on my wall, and I look at that thing every day, and I think of that thing over there, and that was always our goal, to get back over there, though.
You know, every time we hear about advanced technology in caves,
yes,
we think of Richard Shaver. Do you remember who he was?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, he talked about a race of beings, two races, the Deros and the Tiros, living within caverns beneath, yes, mountains, and that the Deros are rather evil creatures. Now, this is nothing kind of like what you're doing there. You didn't meet any creatures or anything. But this moonshaft sounds really, really strange. There's no books about it, are there?
No, there is not. And Ted always called it the greatest story never told. And we're working with people to bring this. The whole history will just blow you away. I mean, Anton Horrocks' family actually sold the first uranium to Madame Curie. So that's just part of the history in this story. But it's one of the greatest stories never told. And we're working with people to try to do a first documentary, and if it works out, maybe series, to do the full history of how this thing got, because on one of his last time out of there, there were some individuals that came to him and explained to him, and actually had some woodcuts, some drawings of how this thing supposedly hundreds and hundreds of years ago, the locals in the area had seen this thing come out of the sky and embed itself in this mountain range. And in the process of days, they seen this thing just boring itself in some manner of speaking into the mountain to the point where there was just an indentation on the top of this mountain where this thing had landed. So, you know, you can draw your own conclusions from that one. So,
now that's an interesting aspect of this story I don't think I've heard before, because I mean, yeah. I remember reading this years ago, and I wish I could remember the source, you know, where I read this, but but again though, Tom, I mean, that goes back, there are similar stories all over the world of things coming down and embedding themselves into the ground, and then, you know, like the locals consider that area then, you know, Caboo.
Yes, absolutely. You know, and you can go back and follow that rabbit hole. You know, you can go back even to Admiral Byrd's Hollow Earth theories, and, you know, it's his claims. And you know, in ufology, we had that in Marley Woods. A lot of the locals felt the light ball activity was stemmed from caverns near Marley or at Marley. And, you know, we even got to exploring caves out there at Marley. And we did find some large cave complexes joined to Marley. We never found any openings or actual caves on the grounds themselves, but we found cave complexes we felt went under Marley. So you do have a tie-in there that the locals always had thought there was a possible tie-in.
Of course, then again, it is Missouri, and Missouri is full of caves.
We got more with Tom and Gene and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.